As a reminder, in the event of any emergency, OregonGMRS.org will designate a net control on this repeater. This is week 219 of the Ameron Net. We're on our fourth year here. Ameron stands for the American Readout Radio Operators Network and is a nationwide disaster preparedness network made up of radio operators who are here to help during times of emergency and civil defense. Everyone with a GMRS license is more than welcome to participate in this net. I spell Ameron, A-M-R-R-O-N. The goal of this net is to equip all citizens in Southern Oregon with the ability to receive and share information during a disaster or extended power communications outage. To further that goal, it's important for you to be able to get and assimilate local, regional, national, and worldwide news and situations that may affect you when radio may be the only form of communication you have. Lastly, you should cultivate relationships with like-minded neighbors using the Channel 3 Project. That's GMRS FRS 3, MRS 3, CB Channel 3, and Ham Simplex 146.420. So I encourage you to switch channels on your radio and participate at the end of this net. It's pretty cool to see who you can hear off the repeaters with your radio. This is only a practice net. To learn more about Ameron, you may visit www.amron.com. Also be sure to visit our local Ameron webpage at soamron.com for local information as well as the early check-in form located on the main page. For Ameron or radio questions that are not answered during this net or on the websites, or to get information and guidance of being a net operator or Channel 3 Project guide for your community, please email us at sogmrsnet@gmail.com. That is sogmrsnet@gmail.com. You may also use that email address to sign up for the Ameron Intelligence Report via email. On Sunday here, we usually give that Ameron report on the Sunday, and it's almost a week old. But if you want to get the report on the day it is sent out, that's on Mondays, you can sign up for this email and you'll get it on that day. Okay, we are family friendly and want anyone with a GMRS license to feel free to talk, including children. The only expectation is courtesy, patience, and helpfulness. Okay, here is the Ameron Net Word of the Week. Get ready to write it down. It is to help you with your radio skills in receiving and passing accurate messages. The word is always a Bible verse, and it usually stands for 2 weeks at a time. These radio skills are important for all operators at all levels in times of emergency. Reminder, you are not required to participate in the Word of the Week if you don't want to. To save time, it's not up for discussion. You may study in your own time if you wish. So write this down. The net word of this week is the same as last week. It is Psalm 33:8. Repeat, Psalm 33:8. I spell that Psalm 33:8. The current Ameron Channel 3 project is as follows. The CB Channel 3 check-ins are before the net with Roger, Rascal, Mike, Dewey, Dave, and Selma Snowman. Illinois Valley starts at 6:15. And the Greater Grants Pass area starts at 6:30 p.m. Once again, that's for the CB Channel 3 check-ins. Illinois Valley, Ameron Channel 3 FRS and MERS check-ins are on Mondays during the IVARC check-in with Craig and Judy. All other Channel 3 check-ins take place at the end of this net. Okay, let's lighten it up a little bit with the dad joke of the week. I was going to tell you a joke about time travel, but you didn't like it. I thought that one was pretty good. All right, the mom joke is, silence is golden until you have children. then it's highly suspicious. All right, and the trivia for the week is, what is a group of owls called? The most common collective noun for a group of owls is a parliament. Other less common names include a wisdom, a congress, a hooting, and a stare of owls. In flight, owls can be referred to as a silence. This is because owls have extremely quiet flight, making them excellent hunters. I thought I would add that trivia because I love owls. They're my favorite animal in the entire universe. Okay. The order of the net is as follows. Let's get back to business. First, I'm going to take announcements, then check-ins, then we'll do online check-in confirmations, and then take late check-ins and visitors. Then I'll read the Amron Intelligence Brief, and then we'll do the Channel 3 project, and then close it with discussions and questions. Let's do announcements first. Ladies first, let's do Karen, 359. Are you there? WRJX 359, Karen. Hey, Karen, I copy loud and clear. Go ahead.
I'd like to invite all of the ladies out there to join in on the Patriot Ladies Net every Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. We have various topics of discussion, we support one another, and we practice our skills. So if you know a lady that's a little bit timid about getting on the radio, have her listen in and hopefully join in. This is WRJX 359 Karen, back to Net Control.
Thank you, Karen. It was great to hear from you, and it's great to be part of that Patriot Ladies Net. Thank you so much for everything you do for us. Next, let's have Craig 605 for the Illinois Valley. Are you there tonight?
WRPJ 605.
All right, Craig, you are loud and clear to the repeater. Go ahead with your message, please.
Thank you, thank you. Connecting the community one radio at a time, IVARC. The Illinois Valley Amateur Radio Club, community education, activities, and technical assistance. We have meetings every second Tuesday, Wild River Pizza in Cave Junction at 6 p.m. We have three nets every Monday night, 7 p.m. We start at GMRS 462-600, PL 141.3. Then we move to Amron, FRS Channel 3 Project, and then the MERS Amron Channel 3 Project. We also have a simplex net on Monday nights, Wednesday nights at 7 p.m., 146-420. Find out more about us at ivark.org, our website, ivark.org at ProtonMe, our email, and ivark Facebook. And we also have IVARC Command Center on YouTube. Thank you for doing the net. WRPJ 605, back to net control.
Thank you, Craig. That was a beautiful announcement. Glad to see that Illinois Valley is doing so much for the radio community out there. All right, are there any other announcements? Please come now with your call sign.
WQRR330.
Well, hey there, Ron. Go ahead with your message.
Okay, I got a couple of things. The 20th, after tomorrow, is the third Tuesday of the month, and it will be the SOARC club meeting at Fruitvale Grange at 7. Just a word of if anybody's wondering about that. The other thing I got, let me stand by for a minute. The other thing I got is they're coming out with a bunch of new radios, especially Baofeng, and some of them are nice radios, but you got to be real careful of them. Rascal had some new ones, and they were labeled a 5RM. Nice radio. I really like the radio. But we didn't know if it was unlockable. Stand by. So I did some research, and I found out that the UV-5RM is not unlockable. Well, his was just 5RM, no UV on it. And come find out, it was unlocked, but the UV 5RM isn't. Stand by. Now, the UV 5RM you can get on Radio Odyssey, but at the same time, they make a AR 5RM that you can get on Amazon, and it can be unlocked. So what I'm kind of getting at is be careful of the radios you buy. Make sure that they will, you can unlock them to where you can run ham and GMRS both on them, or make sure you want a ham radio or you want a GMRS radio, and that's kind of where I'm at.
Well, thanks for that explanation, Ron, because, yeah, there's a lot of people buying radios these days that they're locked, and you cannot put any chirp program or anything into them. Once again, they're meant to be ham radios, and GMRS is just a side feature of these radios, unless you get a specific GMRS radio, and a lot of those are you can listen to ham and emergency frequencies but cannot transmit, so there's a difference. If you have both your licenses and want to do that, you can. But thanks for that. Appreciate that. I've seen some Baofeng UV5Rs that are definitely locked, and people wasted that money. They're kind of cheap anyway, but there you go. So the AR5RM works better. Good information. And I heard some baby kitties. Do you have baby kitties?
Yeah, I do have, and he's kind of noisy sometimes.
That's pretty cute. He just has a little bit to say, too. All right, Ron, thank you. Are there any other announcements? Please come now.